The scent of those damn lilacs has mixed in with the breakfast Sally is already cooking in the kitchen. But there's coffee, too, so Jillian crawls out of bed and gathers the clothes she left scattered on the floor last night.
"Wait till later," Jillian tells her niece. "When you get your present from me, you'll be completely transformed, 150%. People will see you on the street and they'll flip."
In honor of Kylie's birthday, Sally has fixed pancakes and fresh orange juice and fruit salad topped with coconut and raisins. Earlier in the morning, before the birds were awake, she went out to the rear of the yard and cut some of the lilacs, which she's arranged in a crystal vase. The flowers seemed to glow, as if each petal emitted a plum-colored ray of light. They're hypnotizing, if you look too long. Sally sat at the table, staring at them, and before she knew it, she had tears in her eyes, and her first batch of pancakes had burned on the griddle. Last night, Sally dreamed the ground beneath the lilacs turned red as blood, and the grass made a crying sound when the wind rose. She dreamed that the swans that haunt her on restless nights were pulling out their white feathers one by one. They were building a nest large enough for a man. Sally awoke to find that her sheets were damp with sweat. Her forehead felt as though it had been locked in a vise. But that was nothing compared to the night before, when she dreamed there was a dead man here at her table, and he wasn't pleased with what she'd served him for dinner, which was vegetarian lasagna. With one fierce breath, he blew every dish off the table. In an instant, there was broken china everywhere, a sharp and savage carpet strewn across the floor. She's been dreaming about Jimmy so much, seeing his cold, clear eyes, that sometimes she can't think of anything else. She's carrying this guy around with her, when she never even knew him in the first place, and it just doesn't seem fair. The awful thing is, her relationship with this dead man is deeper than anything she's had with any other man in the past 10 years, and that's frightening. This morning, Sally isn't certain if she's shaky from her dreams of Jimmy, or if it's the coffee she's already had that's affecting her, or if it's simply because her baby is now turned 13. It may be the potency of all three factors combined. Well, 13 is still young. It doesn't mean Kylie's all grown. At least that's what Sally's telling herself. But when Kylie and Jillian come in for breakfast, their arms looped around each other, Sally bursts into tears. There's one factor she forgot to figure into her anxiety equation, and that's jealousy.